Okay, I'm going to start off in Galatians 5, 19 through 21. It's basically, it's a list of sins. I'd like for you to think through, I'm going to go slowly through it and think through how this might apply to you. And think in terms of what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount and the internalizing of some of these outward sins and thinking about things like these. So let's go to Galatians 5, 19 and 20 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I'm assuming that we're all here, we want to inherit the kingdom of God, right? Well, we need the salvation that comes by faith, through grace through faith. And we need to confess our sins and not practice them. It's really important not to get into a habit. If you sin, you confess it and you repent. You don't just say, well, that felt pretty good, I'll do it again. That doesn't work. That's not God's economy. God's economy says that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we need to repent, turn away, and let's pray right now that we can turn away from anything that's unpleasing to God. Heavenly Father, we lift up this time before you and we ask you that you would move in our hearts in such a way that we would eagerly turn away from sin, confess it, repent, and move on to better things with you. We ask that you would give us the strength to do it. We ask that you would give us the motivation, that you would convict us that we need to be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's go over to Titus 3. This isn't probably one of our most standard assurances of faith, but I'm going to read verse 3 through 7. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.